The business of say hello to Yuka right here in the studio. Good evening to you. Great to see you. Donald Trump has cheered new inflation figures out today, even though high living continues to affect many Americans.
Well, Mark, new data shows that the U.S. Consumer Index, Price Index rose 2.7% in December from a year before. That's the same headline figure as in November, although core inflation eased slightly. It's still significantly above the Federal Reserve's 2% target, so another reduction in interest rates is unlikely anytime soon. The U.S. president, though, says, great, it's low, and said the new figure provides an opportunity for Jerome Powell to cut rates. This after the Justice Department placed the Fed chair under investigation for allegedly lying to Congress about ongoing renovations of the Fed's buildings. Powell linked the probe to the central bank's refusal to set interest rates according to the president's liking. Here's what Donald Trump had to say as he departed for Michigan this evening.
We have very low inflation, so that would give too late Powell the chance to give us a nice, beautiful, big rate cut, which would be great. Well, he's billions of dollars over budget, so he either is incompetent or he's crooked. I don't know what he is, but he certainly doesn't do a very good job.
The move is widely seen as politically motivated and sparked a chorus of criticism both in and out of the United States.
Well, the heads of major global central banks today, led by the ECB, came together in support of Jerome Powell. In a joint statement, they said the independence of central banks was a cornerstone of price, financial and economic stability. Now, the primary job of the US Federal Reserve is to promote a strong domestic economy. It has a dual mandate assigned by the Congress to conduct monetary policy to keep inflation in check and support the labor market. But the impact of its policy goes beyond U.S. shores. That's because it controls the supply of the U.S. dollar, which is a global reserve currency. And U.S. Treasury bonds are used as reserve assets by governments around the world. The greenback accounted for two-thirds of international currency reserves back in 2017. And although that share has declined, it still accounts for about 58%. The euro comes in a distant second at just over 20%, and the British pound and the Japanese yen about 5%. And despite efforts by Beijing to promote its currency in international trade, the renminbi only accounts for about 2% of global reserves. Now, as well as setting interest rates and controlling the money supply, the Fed maintains swap lines with other central banks to provide emergency liquidity and operates international repo facilities to lend cash against treasury bond holdings. That's why its independence matters, to avoid all these powerful tools from being used to pursue national interests rather than to stabilize the global economy. Let's have a listen to one analyst.
If foreigners start to perceive that the central bank is going to be under the control of politicians in the administration, then we're going to lose our credibility in terms of having a monetary policy that is intent on keeping inflation down, which then could also destabilize the dollar.
Now, on another front, Donald Trump upping the pressure on the Iranian regime by threatening to slap additional tariffs on its trading partners.
Well, as the death toll mounts in Iran's crackdown on anti-government protests, the US president said he'd impose so-called secondary tariffs on any country that does business with Iran, a move that could disrupt already fragile US trade relationships, including with China. Brian Quinn has this report.
Seeking to raise the pressure on Iran's embattled regime, Donald Trump is now threatening new U.S. tariffs, not on Tehran, but on its trading partners.
Effective immediately, any country doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran will pay a tariff of 25% on any and all business being done with the United States of America.
The policy could add yet another layer of complexity to Trump's already Byzantine tariff schemes. Iran imports goods from the United Arab Emirates, China, India, and Turkey, all major U.S. trading partners, and all with varying levels of U.S. tariffs already in place. The UAE, in particular, is a key U.S. ally with whom America runs a trade surplus. Bilateral trade hit nearly $48 billion in 2024. The top destination for the Islamic Republic's exports, meanwhile, is China, Washington and Beijing have long been locked in an intense tech and trade war in which a fragile truce was reached only late last year. Some analysts believe it's unlikely Trump will risk re-escalating that damaging conflict ahead of an official visit to China planned for April.
Trump has no guts to impose the extra 25% tariff on China. And if he does, China will retaliate and he will be punished.
Though Trump called the order final and conclusive, no further details were provided. Meanwhile, the fate of the president's wider tariff policies hangs in the balance, as the U.S. Supreme Court could rule this week on whether or not he has the power to impose them at all.
Meanwhile, a new report says the global economy is proving more resilient than expected in spite of trade tensions.
Well, that's according to the World Bank's latest global economic prospects, which it releases twice a year. It now estimates the global economy to grow 2.6%, slightly slower than last year, before rising to 2.7% next year. The numbers are higher than the previous estimates released last June, mostly reflecting stronger than expected growth in the US. A surge in trade volumes ahead of expected tariff hikes was behind the upgrade for last year's growth. And although that is set to slow this year, increases in government spending in some major economies would cushion the impact. The World Bank says, though, that the 2020s are on track to be the weakest decade for global growth since the 1960s, and that growth is too concentrated in advanced countries, widening the gap in living standards across the globe. And that's it from the Business Desk.
Yuka, thank you for the business. Yuka back with more, of course, in round about an hour's time. Great to see you, as always. We take a very short break after that. The news continues. I'm News Paris. Stay with us.